You're listening to SBS News.
Dr. Emma Lee's office is in Burnie, northwest Tasmania. There's a McDonald's across the grey car park, and you can hear trains go by.
You know what? I've learnt that it's all country. It's colonisation teaches us, as Aboriginal people, the same ways that, you know, protected areas are out there, over there, country is out there, over there. You know, you've been colonised, you're in the city, you're not an authentic Aboriginal person. But we are. Country's here. Country breathes, heaves, and pulses with life and death. That doesn't stop. Ancestors don't just stop their law because the city is built here.
Dr. Emma Lee is a Trelawney woman, and she co-established the Region Link Program Office in Burnie, Tasmania, for the Centre for Social Impact at the Swinburne University of Technology, where she is an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Research Fellow. Back in 2013, she began her PhD examining the models and processes of joint management of protected areas, focusing on the Tasmanian Wilderness World Heritage Area. And in 2016, she helped develop the first joint management plan in Tasmania with the World Heritage Area Plan of Management. She says joint management is about blackfellas and whitefellas working together.
What it says in the plan of management is that multiple views are necessary to look after country. It shouldn't just be the right of one sector of society that says what's good for country.
That work led her to becoming the first Indigenous Australian editor of a best practice guideline for the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, or the IUCN. The IUCN is one of the bodies that advises the United Nations on nature conservation. Its Best Practice Protected Areas Guideline series offers advice on a range of topics relating to caring for protected land and sea. Dr. Lee co-edited the Cultural and Spiritual Significance of Nature Guidelines, which can be applied to land and sea all over the world. The guidelines encourage individuals, organisations, businesses and governments to look beyond the strictly scientific or financial value of a piece of land or sea and acknowledge the cultural or spiritual value that it may have to the Indigenous people of that land. The guidelines point out that historically, the cultural and spiritual value of land is often overlooked. Baz Verschuren is the co-chair of the IUCN Specialist Group on Cultural and Spiritual Values of Protected Areas.
The guidelines are meant for those people that are working in the management or governance of protected areas. Not necessarily just protected area managers, but also Indigenous people or religious groups and other people in society interested in managing land or making decisions about land and sea, for that matter. they're based on the principle that people have cultural and spiritual ties to the land and sea. And from that position, people are basically tied to that land.
He says Dr. Lee's contributions to the guidelines were essential.
She really contributed her best, I think, to these guidelines in terms of contributing examples about Tasmania that we have as a case study, but also in terms of how we write about inclusivity and how we do our best to create a safe space for Indigenous people within this process of implementing these guidelines. So she's really encapsulated that and made it part of the guidelines. And that's really her doing. I believe I contacted Emma also because I knew that she was very critical about how conservation is being practiced. And the constituency of people that develop these guidelines do work from inside IUCN, but have always been also very critical at how we could improve things from the inside out.
Distinguished Professor Josephine Barraquette is the Director of the Centre for Social Impact at Swinburne. She says Dr. Lee is a force to be contended with.
Not surprised, but delighted when she told me that she was doing this work with colleagues into the UN's work on natural resource management. And I think it's really critically important, this particular piece of work. Frankly, Australia's been very dismissive of the outstanding and really critically important Indigenous knowledges to which the country has access. And I think Emma's work and the work of colleagues of Emma's is really, really important in both sharing that expertise and also highlighting the importance of the strength and leadership of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in Australia.
Back at her desk in Burnie, Dr. Lee reflects on growing up in Tasmania. Like many Tasmanian Aboriginal people, her school education taught her that she didn't exist, that the last Tasmanian Aboriginal was Truganini, who died in 1876.
As an Aboriginal Tasmanian person, I was born being a mythical being. I went to school. I learned that our people were supposedly extinct. I had a non-identity. Our whole lives, our peoples have had to fight just to be acknowledged as human, let alone Aboriginal Tasmanian. That our ways of doing things are no longer set aside as saying wrong, strange, weird. That our ways are now being elevated to highest levels, the UN. And to sit here, my tiny little regional space in Burnie, Tasmania, and know that what my elders have taught me about caring for country is now embedded in these guidelines that were released in January 2021, I feel humbled.
Sarah Maunder, SBS News.